We're 22 minutes away from 5 o'clock here on a Friday downtown, live at Seasons Main Street in Bangor. Rich Kimble here with you, and our next guest is a mixed media artist in Arizona these days. But back when she was a little girl in the 1960s, she was part of some of the most iconic television specials in history. First as the voice of Violet in A Charlie Brown Christmas, and then as Lucy Van Pelt in It's the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown, and several other specials. We're thrilled to visit with her this afternoon. Sally Dreyer, welcome to Downtown.
Well, thank you. It's nice to be in Maine.
I'm guessing it might be a little nicer where you are. It's kind of raw here.
Yeah, it's a gorgeous day here in the desert, actually.
Well, let's talk about these specials. Are you surprised that here we are, 50 years after you made A Charlie Brown Christmas, that these specials remain every bit as popular as they were then?
Very much surprised, actually. I don't think anybody ever expected it to live as long as it has and mean so much to people.
When the shows come on, if you happen to be watching TV and they appear, do you stop and watch?
I do, actually. So typically I'm kind of on the run, but if I do happen to be home, yes, I do watch.
Now, as I understand, it was a family connection that ended up getting you the role originally of Violet because your family knew the producer, Lee Mendelson. Is that right?
My sister was, Sue Dreyer, was his production assistant, and Charles Schulz had indicated that he would do the specials that Lee Mendelson wanted to produce on by using real kids' voices, so instead of all professional kids. So my sister actually went from school to school taping kids and came home one evening with the reel-to-reel and sat me down at the table and said, you know, I might as well record your voice too. So I'm not sure if I was chosen for Violet out of pure nepotism, but it was the particular quality of crabbiness in my voice that promoted me to Lucy in The Great Pumpkin.
Now, yeah, that's right. You began as Violet in A Charlie Brown Christmas, but then what was it about your voice? I'm not sure I know what crabbiness sounds like. What did they detect there that they thought might work?
I don't know either, but the neighbors in the hood, if you will, said, oh, God, we'd recognize that voice anywhere. So I think I was a pretty loud, boisterous child, and somehow that worked into a crabby voice.
Now, not everybody was convinced that these specials were going to work, starting with A Charlie Brown Christmas. The whole idea of that translation from comic strip to animation, no one knew for sure if they would be successful working without professional actors, and yet it's become a worldwide phenomenon. And in many ways, as big as the comic strip was, really it was the television specials that helped that thing become a phenomenon worldwide.
I think you're right, and who knew? Yeah, I think they when they presented Charlie Brown Christmas to CBS in 1965, I think it was. I don't think they dreamt that it would ever get picked up or be as successful as it was.
Now, did you have any interaction with Charles Schulz?
A tiny bit. I was in Northern California. I was part of the Northern California crew because that's where Lee Mendelson and Schulz lived. So on occasion, I would get to ride up to what is now the Schulz Museum property and visit with him and at his studio. And it was always, he was a very kind, soft-spoken, very impressive man. And the museum, if you ever get a chance to go there, really embodies his character, I'd say.
We're talking with Sally Dreyer. She was the voice first of Violet and then of Lucy Van Pelt in the Charlie Brown specials. Was Lucy misunderstood? Well, you don't seem crabby at all. Was she a nicer person than the gang?
They call me the dog yeller, right?
Oh.
Instead of the dog whisperer. But no, I think I have my moments. But Lucy, I think I owe my gift of sarcasm to Lucy and the lines that I got to rehearse and say as a child, because I go to the sarcasm line whenever possible.
Well, these days and for many years, you've been working as an artist. You're out based in Arizona now doing 3D designs, some beautiful work that I looked at online, interactive sculptures, wall installations, really doing some wonderful work there.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. I make they're sort of kaleidoscopic in nature in that I make boxes that have mirror systems in them that you would find in kaleidoscope making. They don't necessarily have moving parts, but you'll look inside a box and see, for instance, a moon that looks larger than what it's contained in. So it's sort of illusions and call them landscape captures.
And people can see your work by going to the website. It's sallydreyer.com, and really some beautiful, beautiful work there. But I understand, too, when people come in to see you, there's also certainly a connection to the past because you are always happy to talk about your work in the Charlie Brown specials with customers.
Absolutely, absolutely. So we have a store called Nellie Bly, and it's the largest kaleidoscope gallery in the world. And people do come in and ask to speak with me, and it's kind of fun because usually I'm the one walking through with the broom. So I get a gift of fame every once in a while.
Well, and the art has clearly been your life's work, and what brings you a great pleasure along with your work with animals in Arizona. Is it funny that 50 years later, people are still asking you questions about something you did as a young woman?
Absolutely, yeah. So I was an 8-year-old. Yeah, exactly. So that's really, I don't think anybody ever dreamt that it would follow us like this.
Well, it's that time of year. Everybody will be watching if they haven't already.
Yes.
It's the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown, Charlie Brown Christmas as well. And we're awfully happy to meet the woman behind the voice all these years later. Sally, thank you so much for making time for us.
Thank you so much. That was just, you made my day. It was delightful to speak with you.
Well, thank you, and happy holiday season to you as well.
Okay, you too.
Sally Dreyer here on Downtown.